Hello there, everybody. Welcome to the Heed Army Podcast Live. If you haven't been here before, it's fully interactive. You can send your messages, as has someone before we come on, Cow Daly. Really great to see Rob Elliott come on board. He seems a really kind lad and just adds to the good feeling around the club, running the club in different areas. Absolutely fantastic. We're going to get onto the Rob Elliott thing. That news broke before we came on air, which is absolutely fantastic. So we're going to be talking about that. Also as well, Mickey was down at Dagenham on Saturday. We'll be hearing about his experiences. And we're going to be joined by a Barnet fan, James, who has some fantastic videos as well, which we're going to get into a little bit different from some of the videos you might see around of who his companion is on a match day. So it's all to look at, all to talk about, and want you to interact as you can do. And remember, share the podcast as well. That's what we want to do. Let as many Barnet fans, if there's any Barnet fans watching, welcome. You're more than welcome to message us as well. We'd love to hear from you, your thoughts on the season ahead and the game on Saturday, what you're doing, your travel plans coming up. Right, all that out the way. We're going to, Mickey, I'll put this up in the back. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll put this on first. The big news that we didn't know was happening, but it has. We have a new technical director, stroke reserve goalkeeper. And what a goalkeeper to have. Rob Elliott, former Newcastle United and Charlton, Watford goalkeeper last season in the Premier League. I don't think he made a first team start, but heavily involved in all of their preparations. In addition, on the pitch, but off the pitch as well, Mickey, things are looking like the foundations are being built on.
It's good to see. I mean, he's been around the club for a while.
Yeah.
I've listened to the interview because I wasn't sure what technical director was. And obviously, he's explained a few things and he's going to do his technical directory things while he's at the club. But he's another shoulder for the lad, or ear for the lads as well, the experience he's got. I think it can only be a good thing for the club.
Yeah,
really good thing. I'm quite excited about it. I wish the lad all the best. I hope he comes on here very soon.
And of course, I mean, he's obviously employee of the club now, but for the best part of 18 months, 2 years, we've seen him in pre-season, we've seen him on games when Watford haven't been involved. He's been helping out on the dugout, and he's been there. He's obviously got an attraction to the club, and obviously the friendship of Mike Williamson has obviously boded very well in this. But you know, what a person to bring into the club.
It's like I say, it is know-how and his experience that'll be invaluable to the club in all aspects.
Definitely.
Setting up different things in the background. You can see, well, Watford do this, Charlton do this, Newcastle do this.
Right, it can also ease the burden on Mike and Busted as well with other things away from the football inside. There'll be, you know, bits and pieces that, you know, you play Football Manager, but there's paperwork that's got to be done and things like that involving around the first team. There's all sorts of things that go on in the background of running a football club and managing a football club. So to have that experience in there and have someone, he's young, he's enthusiastic. I mean, look, he could still be playing in the higher echelons of the Football League nigh on when he was Premier League employee last year. So to have that around the club is absolutely fantastic. And we'll be talking about that a little bit more in depth later on. Seeing there, I've got a few messages up there. Mason's put, evening, everybody. Thank you for joining us. We've got Ben Palmer up the actual bees. Thank you very much for joining us. We've got another Barnet fan in Max Weinberg travelling up on Saturday. Barnet fan, we'll guess that. We've got Rob Elliott is one of our own, says Taylor Howie. Ben Palmer's telling Max to pipe down. Great stuff.
We are going to tell the Brentford fans on as well. Brentford, sorry, it's when I say bees, the Barnet fans.
Yeah, and of course we've got the club photographer there, Charles Woff, and there we go. Keep them messages coming in, and we've got a few messages that are coming that we can ask our guest as well on the chat. So keep them coming in. Mr. Lucas sent a message. Yeah, good. Hello, gents. Very good performance against Dagenham and Redbridge. Unlucky we couldn't get over the line, but we are prepared to take on Barnet and get them 3 points. Well, Mickey, before we get on to Barnet, obviously you were down there on Saturday at Dagenham and Redbridge. You made the trip down, first game of the season, back in the National League. And we were 2-0 up in the first half, and unlucky not to get the 3 points.
Where do I start? Dagenham. We spoke to Joel last week. I mean, we're seeing where they finished. They finished the point outside the playoffs last year. Any neutral had walked in and didn't know that. And you were asked to say which team had finished the point behind in the playoffs and the league above. Would have just pointed straight at us. We're 2-0. Coarsenet referee. Never give us barely a thing, I'll tell you. The penalty, I was at the opposite end. I couldn't see if it was a penalty. Monty just turned back the years.
He's only 27, Mickey.
I know, but no, I'm talking about, you know, after all his injuries and stuff.
Yeah, I know. I mean, obviously, he had a very good penalty record in his first stint. And obviously, carrying that on, of course, the footage here is from Gated FC TV, the match day. The pitch side footage is absolutely fantastic. Great following down there as well, Mickey.
Just under 100 down there. Majority of them went down by train as well. Turned up at Central Station, about 5 to 7 hour train was at that last. And there must have been a good 30 Gated fans waiting for trains. It was a really good day, and the team played really well. I'm not going to key in Greg Ollie. We could have made it 3 before they actually scored. But even at 2-1, they were started running out of ideas in the second half, and they just pushed everyone forward and just lumped it.
Yeah.
And it eventually fell. I mean, you felt as if it was coming, but you were hoping, because we kept heading them away and getting them clear. But as soon as they got up the top end of the park, there was no one to hold it back up, and they just kept coming in. But if you'd asked me about a point before the game, I would have grabbed your hand off.
Yeah.
Totally grabbed your hand off. I wasn't even though they got the 95th minute equaliser, I wasn't heartbroken type of thing.
Yeah. So, obviously going to Dagenham, we spoke to Joel, the Dagenham fan, last week. We knew that this was a team that is established and, doing well. Nice pullback there from Dan Ward. To go up against one of the teams that's established and pushing for the playoffs and to match them, and come away with a point, you can't be disappointed with that at all.
You can't, even though we're 2-0 up, like I say, it could have been 3. But, I mean, their first goal was a really, really good move for the goal. But that's what happens. You're not, like in the league below, teams will take the chances if you give them enough, you know. So,
yeah. Well, got a message from Mr. Luke. He's put Aaron Martin and Paul Blackett were unreal in the game. Nice to see them both get off the mark. Campbell got off the mark. But Aaron Martin, obviously not yet, but, he really had something different up front, doesn't he?
What a performance by that. I mean, it was a good team performance. But if I was to pick a man of the match, for me anyway, it was Aaron Martin. He was outstanding until he got substituted. He was absolutely outstanding.
Yeah. Got the highlights up here. We've got lots of messages coming in. Keep them coming in. Barnet fans as well, thank you very much for joining us. I've got a message here. We'll probably get into this a bit different here. Rob E's involvement escalates the club to a different level and open up so many opportunities. Great signing, a genuine guy. Comes across very well in the interview. We have got that to play out very soon. We've got Caroline has put evening. There we go. We've got one from Christopher Story. And also as well, I did see one up there. There we go, from Gordon. There's some other ones. Sam Pendleton, he's put evening, lads. Very positive start of the season against a good side. 2-0 up and came back. However, a point away from home against a team that just missed out on the playoffs shows we can match these teams. Good to see Campbell on the score sheet. It certainly is. Of course, he ended the season with injury, but he's back fighting fit there. And, you always know what you're going to get from him there. We've got a message from Trina Howe. She's got, evening, lads. Smelling rather delightful tonight. Mickey, have you got some new aftershave on?
What have I got on today? I've got me Paco Rabanne on the robot one. I can't remember its name.
Oh, well, there we go. Mickey living the high life and the top smells. If you'd like to message us for what you're smelling of.
Yeah, right.
We're going to play a message from our sponsors, because without them, we wouldn't be able to bring you this podcast. We'll be right back into it, and we want your messages before we bring on our first guest. Yes, they weren't hurt during making that video, but they were nearly hurt putting them to bed tonight. got here, Will Harris, just challenging the Dagenham defender was class. Yes, I've seen there was a little bit of afters going on there, a little bit of pushing and shoving. Actually, last week's guest is sent for. I tune in again to hear the assessment of the game. A fair one overall. Good to hear Mickey. Had a nice trip down. Hope he found the chippy as well. best of luck this weekend. Thank you very much, Joe. Lovely to have you. Joe. Thank you very much. Did you find the chippy, Mickey?
No, I didn't. I took bait.
You took bait with you. Well, there you go. Proper professional. You've got to have your food with you when you go down. One second. We've got a mess here. Mr. Luke, he's put, had some Dagenham fans turning their heads about Gator on Twitter after the game. Well, you know, you're always going to get people online doing their bits and bobs. Right, we're going to bring in our first guest. We've got a Barnet fan here. We've got James Harpin. We had a little chat with him before we came on. Lovely lad, but we're gonna go back through the same questions we probably asked him off air and pretend like we've only just met for the first time. Hello, James. How are you doing?
Hello. Nice to meet you.
James, thank you very much for joining us. Of course, you're a Barnet fan, and I know you're making a trip up this weekend. You must be looking forward to it, but it's a long one.
It is definitely a long one. It's a 7 a.m. leave Saturday, so yeah, it's a bit of an early one, and considering it's going to be I think a bit hot Saturday, 37 degrees I think down here, so yeah, I think could be tracksuit on the way so my legs don't get stuck to the chairs on the bus, and then maybe maybe put some shorts on.
As long as it's just your tracks, just your legs.
But as I said before, it's the perfect weather to sit in the East Stand, because obviously it's not the greatest place in the winter. So you'll be basked in the sun all game, because the sun's always on that stand. Yeah. So it should be a great trip up. I've seen someone earlier on asked a question in the chat, how many fans were coming up, and someone said they believe about 60 to 70 fans coming up this week. So that's a good you know, amount of fans to make a long trip, especially in the current climate. You know, it's expensive to do anything, let alone travel up the country and go to a football game and then put your food and drink on it. Mickey's looking at us now as if his wallet's still crying off last weekend. Yeah,
but it's cheaper going up than it is coming down here, I reckon. So
I did have an innuendo joke going there, but I'm not going to do it. So obviously, we were talking before we came on air. Your prospects for this season, how do you fancy your chances and where you think you might place?
I think at the moment we're trying to build a bit of stability. I think everyone knows that Barnet, we've been changing managers just about as frequently as Watford, I think, over the last couple of years. So there's been a fair few managers, and we've had a bit of instability since COVID. Luckily, there was no promotion from the North or South, so we got a rebate and stayed in the league. Then we finished 18th last season, having lost our first 8 games. So there's been a bit of instability, but end of last season, start of this season, it looks like we finally found like the middle ground, and we've got a good manager in Dean Brennan. We've started to build a good backroom staff with physios, which we've been lacking the last couple of years. That's caused us havoc with the injury crisis. We've got physios, we've got good backroom staff. He's getting the fans on side, and I'm feeling excited for this season, especially given our win last week.
Well, on that note, we've got a message from one of the listeners, Mason's. But I want to ask James, what's his thoughts on the summer recruitment so far, and who do you think the best sign is that you've made?
Yeah, so obviously we've signed pretty much half a league. We've signed 13, 14 players. Pretty much all of them have come from National League clubs, which is obviously good to have the experience from players that played in this league. One thing that Dean Brennan was keen on was signing players that played 80% of their games for their previous club last season. So we've had a lot of issues with injuries over the last couple of years. So he signed players that are resilient to injury, that played all their games last season. For me, that's massive. So we signed people like Ben Winter from Torquay. So he's our right back. And that puts us in a place now where we've got probably two of the best fullbacks in the league. And I know that's a bold statement. But so Sam Beard is our left back. He started for England C. For me, he's a League One player minimum. And then right back, Ben Winter. There was Dagenham were after him. Southend were after him. All the London clubs were after him. But he decided to come to us. Who knows why? I think he's got a bit... Maybe he's a bit cuckoo, but he's playing for us.
He wanted to meet you, Jim.
No, yeah, exactly. So he's playing for us this season. From last week's game against Halifax, Sean Shields looks a top player. So we signed him from Weymouth. He was involved in 30 goals over the last two seasons for them, and that was in a really poor National League side. They only scored 52 goals in the two seasons they were in the league. So that's a good signing. Nicky Kabamba's our new number nine. So last season we had Adam Marriott. I don't know how much you know about him, but he was at King's Lynn for a couple of years, scored loads of goals in their league, came up to us, and he got 20 for us last season. But unfortunately, he moved on to Bromley. So for us, a massive thing was replacing him with a number nine that's going to score us goals. Nicky Kabamba's come in from Northampton, scored the other day, put in a top performance. And our front three is like looking really, really solid. We've got Ephraim Mason-Clark, who's come through our academy, linked with every League One club under the sun. I still think he may go before the end of the transfer window. But he played the other day. He's been training this week. I think he's definitely a player to look out for on Saturday. And definitely a player that you guys will be trying to man mark for sure.
Oh, fantastic to see. We've got a message here from Patrick Story. What's your predictions for the season? Good luck after Saturday.
Yeah, I know. To be honest, before the season started, I was a bit like reluctant to put us anywhere because last three seasons, we've gone from playoffs to bottom to 18th. So it could be anywhere for all we know. But the Halifax game sort of put me in a better place. And I think, to be honest, anywhere between 12th and the playoff positions I'll take. If we can make a bid for the playoffs, then great. But I think we're two or three players away from that at the moment. And I know we're still looking for a striker. We're looking for a centre-back. So if we get those in, then I think we're there or thereabout. But yeah, it's a tough one. It's a tough one.
It certainly is. We've got Caroline's put a message there. So safe trip to all the Barnet fans coming on Saturday and a safe trip back too. Lovely stuff, Caroline. We've got Max has put, James, you're excited for a 7 a.m. lean, making sure you have the worst seat.
Thanks, Max. I appreciate it a lot. Just make sure you don't fall asleep because we know what happens when you fall asleep on a bus.
We do. Mickey once got mince pies rubbed into his tights. That's a
good idea. There we go. That's the one.
It is. He was dressed as a woman. That explains the tights.
It wasn't even fancy dress, nearly, you know, James.
Just a moment away.
Not sure I'm wearing tights on Saturday under 37 degree heat.
Oh, I know. 37 degrees. It'll have to be fishnets.
You always have to run corn. We've got here. I just want to ask James if there's any player from Gated squad that has caught the eye.
I've heard a lot about Greg Olley. So obviously he was at Hull before, wasn't he? And like I've always paid attention to like academy players coming through and where they go. I think Greg Olley seems like a player that's probably a key player for you this season, especially coming up. I think he's played at this level before, maybe.
Because we got him direct from Hull. I think he had made a substitute appearance for Hull, or one appearance, and then he came to us when he got released, and he had a fantastic season. Well, the club as a whole did, apart from off the pitch. We just missed out on the playoffs, and then were demoted. So to obviously get back and still keep hold of those players has been absolutely fantastic. All right, we've got a message here from Taylor Howie. Kabamba was at my Scottish team Kilmarnock, and he started off really well and got the nickname Bambi because he was... useless and used to trip over the ball. Bet he'll score against us now. He will do when you see things like that.
Yeah, that's exactly what will happen. He played really, really well against Halifax on Saturday. But then the week before, we played St Albans, who are a local club to us in Hertfordshire. We lost 2-1. He missed, when I said four of the clearest open goals you'll ever see, I made a little montage of it. It was that bad. But yeah, he proved me wrong on Saturday against Halifax and scored. So hopefully... hopefully he'll be doing the same. And it, Taylor, it'll be all your fault, mate. So.
Yeah. just joined Happy Days Roll on Saturday. Thank you very much. Remember, if you have just joined us, it is fully interactive. We bring up messages that if you've got any questions for James, please do send them in. And of course, Barnet fans as well, more than welcome to message us. Say. And also, if you can't travel up, we are providing full match commentary with build-up from 2:45 p.m. with former Sunderland ladies player Charlotte Potts on co-commentary. So we'll be putting up the links to that, and I'm sure James will share the link for any of his Barnet friends that are unable to travel up. So we will be doing that. And also as well, just while I'm on, we got a late announcement here. The Gated Soul have an event coming up. The Gated Soul talking with Mike Busted and a few first team players at Gated Bowling Club on Thursday, the 25th of October, August. Doors open at 7 with a 7:30 prompt start. Soul members get free entry. It is £3 for non-members. Kids are free, but must be accompanied by an adult. And we'll put that out in the coming weeks, building up to that. And fancy doing it on a first.
The what?
Are you coming to the talk?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Just a short hop on the bus.
It is. got another message here. Hopefully, it'll be a good game on Saturday. I remember Barnet had John O'Kindy up front. Oh, he's scored a load of goals. Him.
We went up for League Two. We beat you guys 2-0.
He was phenomenal that day. I remember that.
Yeah, he scored 30 goals.
We've got one here. Shame we won't see Tom's Salanga, aka Barnet Boy, on Saturday. Yeah, we used to have a Barnet fan. He used to come to Gated games in his Barnet shirt all the time.
I think he goes to Wingate and Finchley now. So it's
Tom Salinger, do you know him, do you?
Yeah, because he used to come to Underhill, and then he sort of, I think he drifted away and started going to Wingate and Finchley, who are two leagues below us. So.
Right. Adam is a friend on Facebook, and then he just sent us loads of abusive messages for no reason, and I blocked him. So that's just a side story there.
We all do that. We just blame Tom.
A communal Facebook profile. honestly, lads, what are your expectations for the season? There's many, many people have tipped us to go down, but I can't see it. No way. I was talking to James before Mickey came on, before we came on air, and I think if we can reach for 12th place, I think I'd be very happy. I think we're competitive for what we've seen so far. Obviously, one swallow doesn't make a summer, but we've got to win some games at home and win on the road. But I think we've got a very exciting squad, and I think we might not pull up trees and push for the playoffs, but I think we'll cause some upsets this season.
I've got to be honest. If we want to seriously beat Barnet on Saturday, we have got to play exactly the same way as we did at Dagenham.
Yeah,
we had players going down with cramp near the end.
Yeah, so I spoke to a couple of Dagenham fans actually about that game. They said like you were really full pressing for the first half an hour, 40 minutes, and then after that you were just buggered. And that's for us. That's perfect for us. The way we play is we full press teams for 90 minutes. So every time your players are on the ball, we'll be.
We did last 90 minutes last year, but obviously it's just the start of this season. Yeah. It'll be 60 minutes on Saturday, don't you worry. We're building up.
The next 30. So
Mr. Luke, eagle-eyed, he's spotted your daughter in the background. Lots of movement in the background, Mickey.
Tony's making her tea. She's waltzing around with pizza and can't help herself. She says she doesn't want to be on the podcast, but she walks past enough on it, doesn't she?
She does. Tom Sanger now supports Wingate and Finchley because Barnet moved from Underhill to the Hive, and apparently it's not Barnet.
It's not Barnet, but it is local enough for it to be Barnet. So I think the people that didn't come over from the Underhill to the Hive have made a mistake, but that's just my opinion. So
it certainly seems that way because it looks very impressive from when I've seen it on the telly. I think we had a TV game about 4 years ago when we were in the league.
Yeah, it was the year when we won the league. That was the game.
Yeah,
that was the last game of the season. I think we needed to win, and Bristol Rovers also needed to win, and they won 8-0 or something. So we got lucky that we won 2-0. So
yeah, I vaguely remember that. Didn't he beat Grimsby in the playoff final?
Yeah, they did. They did. Yeah, and then the next season, they went up again, and we got relegated. So
we're just going to play a little clip, a little advertisement for Saturday's commentary. And then, if you've got any final messages or questions for James, we'll put them up. But we'll be back shortly after this. There we go. Just a quick little clip that's been going around on social media. Please do share and tell your friends that can't make it to the game, or if you're on holiday or living further afield. We know that we have quite a few people that listen abroad, and it'd be great to have you back joining us on Saturday. Great day last Saturday. It was unlucky, but an exciting season awaits. It certainly does. And we've got a question here. What was life like in League Two, James?
Oh, it was interesting because when I say we went up, came straight back down. We actually had a season where we almost went into playoffs, and then we went back down the season after. It was good. Like you get all the big games that we had: Portsmouth in the league at the time, we had Luton, we had Doncaster. We had big clubs. There was big clubs in the league at the time, and it's just like you go to some of these grounds and you think, oh, this is cool. And then you go back down and you end up playing teams you just don't want to be playing again, and it's like it's sort of sad and all a bit pointless, but. Like Portsmouth away, those games were class, even though we did lose 5-1 every time we played them. But it's good. It is good. You go to clubs that like they're notoriously big clubs, and it is good going to those clubs. And honestly, I'd love to go back up again. But like it's so hard, this league. This league is just so hard.
What about the League Cup? Did you get any good teams in the League Cup?
We did. We played Brighton away when there was the season they went up to the Prem. We went to Brighton. We actually lost, I believe it was 2-1. Might have been 2-0, but we were the better team all game. They bought on Anthony Knockhart and he scored both. We were the better team all game, and we had chance after chance. And I just remember thinking, we let ourselves down there. And then also we had Sheffield. No, we were in the National League actually. A couple of years ago, we had Sheffield United away. We beat them. I don't know if you guys remember that. We beat them 1-0. Mm-hmm. And then we had Brentford at home, which was on TV on BT Sport. We drew 3-0. I've been called there.
You've been called a plum. There we go.
I'm not to Brighton, I think. So the
next message wasn't that complimentary, but let's be complimentary. I'll say you do a match day vlog, and it's quite a unique one because Mickey, can you hazard a guess who he has with him on his match day vlogs?
He's Gran.
Yes, he does. Did he tell you?
I've seen it.
Oh, you've seen it. There we go. He's seen it. Fantastic stuff.
I watched the one where it was at Dagenham. Yeah. Oh, you were watching in Dagenham.
Well, we lost 7-3.
7-4, 7-whatever. I something like that. Yeah. Your nana was on top form that day.
She's good. She's good. No, it is. I am quite happy. I'm quite proud of like the stuff we do. Like she's been going to Barnet for 40, 45 years now. So I thought, she's probably watching this, but no offence, Grandma, she still doesn't know anything about football after 40 years. So she'll know about every offside decision, every referee decision. And you'll see on the vlogs that every game, it's the referee's fault when we lose and we're unbelievable when we win. So it's the same every week, but it is comedy. It is good.
Has she generated a following amongst your home fans?
Yes, it's funny. People ask for the signatures nowadays.
Oh, wow. Is she coming on Saturday?
She is. We will be there Saturday.
Fantastic.
Oh, great stuff.
We will make a vlog. It's called Football with My Gran, if you do want to take a look. I'm sure the lads will give a link or something.
Yeah, we'll post it out on Twitter.
I'll post a few links up there. It is funny. I must admit, I sat and watched that road. It was definitely the Dagenham one.
Yeah. Yeah, we were 5-0 down at half time at that one, so that's probably what made it funny.
James, thank you very much for joining us. It's been an absolute pleasure. I hope you have an amazing trip on Saturday. Let's hope the football doesn't spoil the day for you. I'll not wish you luck for Saturday, but for the rest of the season, and hopefully we'll be able to speak to you on the reverse fixture.
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to it. I hope everything goes well this season for you guys. It's a good club. It's nice to have new clubs in the league again. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to Saturday. And I hope we win. I'm not going to lie.
I would be the same. I would be exactly the same, James. I want to win as well. So,
yeah.
But like I said to you before, we'll come on air. If you Barnet fans, if you're coming up, there's a pub called the Schooner. Get yourselves in there. It's a good pub. It's good beer, good food.
Yeah, and they support.
We'll give it a go.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Say nice to build bridges. It doesn't all have to be rivalries, does it? But as I say, James, thank you very much for coming on, and you've done your club proud.
Thank you very much. You guys have done a great job as well for your club, so I appreciate it.
Cheers. Thank you.
Take care, Jim.
Have a nice trip. See you later. There we go, James.
Nice big call, Jim.
I didn't call him Jim, man, you nasty piece of work. Right, if you are just joining us, we are hopefully going to have another guest. I did reach out to Terry Anderson about coming on. He's an expat, but he's visiting back over here from Australia. You may have seen on social media last week that his son was invited to train and stuff and got to have the tour, which was absolutely fantastic. So it'd be nice to talk to him and find out about his experiences following Gateshead from afar. And so keep it going like that. Also, as well, you may have seen before we came on air, about 3 hours before we came on air, the announcement that Rob Elliott has joined the club, former Newcastle United goalkeeper and Northern Ireland goalkeeper as well. Am I right in that? Or Republic of Ireland? One of the two. one of the islands. Apologies. But there he is, looking beautiful.
Welcome to.
But I thought it was a picture. It wasn't the picture, it was the video, but we are going to play the video. There he is there, looking at me. Could be a model for C&E. Absolutely.
Or a Breaking Bad villain.
He's looking good. Right, so during this, you can keep sending your messages. Hopefully we'll have Terry join us after this. But this is what the new and first technical director of Gateshead had to say on Gateshead FC TV with Jack McGregor. Remember, like and subscribe to the Gateshead YouTube channel, and you'll get these first. And say, have a look at this, and we'll be back with you as soon as it finishes.
Rob, I'd say welcome to Gateshead, but it feels like you've been around the place for quite a while now, really, but in an official capacity now, of course, coming on as a technical director at the club. How are you feeling to now, as I say, just be officially involved around the place?
Nice, great, really pleased. Like you said, I've been around for the last couple of years, I suppose, nearly. Just with Mike and coming down just the train when I left Newcastle, and help out with coaching or just being around the place, I've really loved it. And yeah, when the opportunity come up to come in and get involved, it was just a no-brainer for me. Being back in the Northeast, being back home, and starting sort of like a new chapter, I suppose, which still incorporates like playing, coaching, but also this new role.
And obviously you mentioned being around for a little while. There's someone, I suppose, with no previous connection or kind of affiliation with the club, really. How did it first come around in getting involved and just training at first, as you said?
Just through Mike, yeah, just through knowing Mike for so long, and obviously he's so open and relaxed, he's just like, come down with us, it's no problem. And obviously when you get like, obviously getting to know Bust and Belly, and obviously like sort of helping with like Louis, obviously I knew Louis before he come in, and then working with Louis every day. It's just an environment I love coming into. I genuinely enjoyed it. And I think like when you find you genuinely enjoy something, you really love it, then you want to sort of do more of it. And obviously, and then now this has come around, it's really worked out. It's really worked out well, where I feel like I'm a part of something, and looking forward to what the future holds.
Of course, this role being the first one for yourself in terms of more to it than just on the playing side and the footballing side specifically. But what was it that made you want to make that kind of transition?
I suppose when I've always played, I've always had like been involved in sort of other stuff outside, whether it's businesses, properties, or just for myself. We obviously have the one glove, which I've been involved in. I sort of like really like that side of things, you know, creating things and trying to help grow things. But I think mainly because you just want to be able to create something, whether it's on the pitch or hopefully off the pitch, that just benefits everyone, and you do it for the right reasons and put things in place. And it doesn't matter what resources you got, as long as your intentions are good and you're trying your best to give everything you can for the club. Sorry, it's difficult. Apologies. You're looking good though. The pitch is looking class. Just making sure that we're trying to all push the club in the right direction and sort of just have that influence where, okay, we haven't got the resources of like big, some of the bigger clubs, but everything we do it with purpose, and we make sure we do it really efficiently, and that it does, and we do it in a way that helps Mike, helps the lads, and hopefully helps the club to grow.
And as you mentioned, that being a bit of a transition involved in some of the off-field stuff, of course, there's still some on-field involvement there. Of course, registering as a player, helping out with in terms of coaching, which obviously you've done around the club previously. But how sort of heavy, I suppose, is the involvement on the coaching side with Mike and Busted and Louis and Chris going to be for yourself?
Yeah, no, it's good. Like, they've been great. They've worked me in, welcomed me in as part of the team. Obviously, I just, like I said, I'm just there. We all, I think sort of thing is here, everyone just pitches in together. Like, that's how it is here, you know. No one just has one job, everyone has three or four. And it's just to be there in any capacity Mike needs on a match day, coaching, playing, whatever it may be. You know, but I'll play in emergencies or if we're struggling, but we're really strong in the goalkeeping department, so that's a massive plus. And yeah, it's just basically being whatever is needed from the playing coaching side that Mike needs to support him, or what Busty needs, or Louis or Chris. And then obviously off the field, trying to set up a structure for them that allows them to be able to do even more, and sort of help their development and help the club's development, especially on the pitch. You know, the lads have been unbelievable what they've done, where they've got us to. We just want to keep pushing and keep giving them all the opportunities we can to show how good they are and really do something special in this league.
And in terms of the off-field involvement, everything's sort of part of more of a longer-term plan and vision for the club and growing and where it wants to go. But how do you see yourself, you know, fitting into that, and how are you looking forward really to just trying to help the club progress?
That's pretty much it, really. Do you know, the best thing about here is there's so many like brilliant, like-minded people who are just trying to help the club. And I think if I can, then I want to be able to just sort of use my experience at football clubs to sort of put the structure in, hopefully try and generate sort of the fan base, generate income, you know, money. Like, money's important to a football club, make the club as sustainable as possible. So then again, we're always helping Mike and the lads to on the pitch. And I think, yeah, I think it's just a case of working with everyone to make sure that we're all helping each other and ultimately doing what's best for Gateshead. Like the guys, obviously, who brought us in, Neil, Bernard, Mark, Scott, like all the guys that I've spoken to, and I just explained what it is I think and how and what I feel. You know, they've been brilliant and supportive, and hopefully, like, working together, we can all like just put the club in a better place. And that's ultimately what we want to do. We just want to make sure that the club's a little bit better tomorrow than it was today. And you know, I think it's sort of like it's a massive opportunity for us to use the platform the players have built and where the club was 3 years ago to where it is now, to just build on it and keep improving.
In terms of, I suppose, Gateshead fitting into the area as well as the northeast, yourself obviously being at Newcastle previously, you've sort of returned to the northeast, obviously now based around here really, but what has it been about the area that's made you sort of keep coming back over time and has ultimately led you here?
Yeah, I mean, I never really left since I joined Newcastle. No, family stayed in the coast when we was away, and it was always my home. You know, I think I knew that after a year or two, we knew it was our home. Kids are all born here, and we just love it here. Like, it is where we are. You know, I've been sort of an adopted Geordie, as everyone keeps telling me, but no, it's just the community, the people, you know, whether I come into Gateshead, whether I'm at Newcastle, whether I'm taking the kids to school, it's just a genuine sense everyone looks out for each other and everyone just wants to make sure everyone's okay and doing well. And I love that about it. And that's what I want to do here, is I want to take that sort of like sense of community, sense of wanting to help, sense of doing things for the right reasons. And we want to implement it at the club. You know, Mike's message is always we're humble, we're hardworking, there's no egos. There's no egos. We all pitch in. We do whatever we need to do to win a game of football or help the club progress or whatever it is. And obviously, that's what I'm just coming in to help to do.
As ever, anyone that is involved with the club that is brought in by Mate Williamson and Ian Watson are very down to earth, very humble, and prepared to work. And you get that sense from Rob, don't you?
Certainly do. And what impresses me is how he likes the area.
Yeah.
I spoke really well about way up here.
Cole spent many years at Newcastle United, and like Mike, it's obviously become a home place. They're very comfortable to be. And at this stage in their careers, you know, this fits perfect for both parties, which is lovely. But, you know, let's put things into perspective. He was a Premier League goalkeeper last year and employed by Watford. Okay, didn't make any appearances, I don't think. Involved in match day setup there. And you don't do that if you're not one of the elite goalkeepers. And to have him as one of your reserve goalkeepers, wow. It is. I know Monty's involved in the coaching as well. And then you've got young Dan Langley. And to have him around is invaluable, really, isn't it? And plus what he'd be doing off the pitch as well.
Like I said earlier, if you need to speak to someone, you've got Mike and you've got Rob Elliott, who's played at the top level in this country.
Yeah.
The experience they've got, it must be a good thing. And I mean, he seems as if he's been taken in well with the lads as well. So the one obviously made the decision if he wasn't liked by the lads. So I just said hello to him on Saturday when they got off the team coach. And that's the only other words I've spoken to him, but he seems a genuinely decent guy, to be fair.
Definitely.
And I wish him the best.
Yeah, just to obviously elaborate on what I said before, he was the Republic of Ireland goalkeeper on 4 occasions. So he's played at the very top level, international.
Yeah.
So absolutely fantastic. He's only 36, and in goalkeeper years, he's a young pup. So you never know. I know, obviously, you said in the interview that he isn't. He's there as the emergency backup, but what an emergency backup to have. Lots of people sending in predictions. We haven't even asked them yet, but we will. We'll go for predictions. Kev Webster, I keep calling him Kev. I keep thinking of Coronation Street. Ken Webster, apologies. 2-1 to the Heed. Paul Hodgson, 3-1 to the Heed. And Gordon Manning, 2-1 to the Heed. Well, I'd say I might go with 2-1 myself. I think it'll be a tight game. I think from after talking to James there, I think it's going to be a tough game.
I think it'll be a really tough game. Like I say, they might have finished in the lower halves, but they've had a few years at that level. They know what it takes. We've had a few players who played at that level.
Yeah.
But it's still going to be tough, isn't it? Like we said a couple of weeks back, Davey, there's no easy games in this league. Whether you're playing the top teams or the bottom teams, there's no easy games.
Well, Rob has always been in black and white, but it's grey and white now. Or grey and lighter grey. And we're seeing a daughter who doesn't want to be on the podcast, but she went past for the 10th time there in the background.
The door's been shut this time, so she's got her food.
Apparently, Rob Elliott played against Germany, Kazakhstan, and Turkey, to name a few there when he played for the Republic of Ireland. So he's played against the top teams and say very well experienced. Obviously, we've got the game on Saturday. If you are just joining us, we do have full match commentary available. If you are on holiday, working ill, or just can't make it to the game, we'll have you covered. We're going to be joined by Charlotte Potts, former Sunderland ladies player. And say she's played for Hibs as well. Hopefully she's about to start playing for a new team. So I think that will be announced next week. Mason, he's played in the Europa League as well. He has, yes, but now it's the National League. It's the real test. Also as well, we got a late thing. I'm sure this will go up on the Gated Soul Twitter and other social media. Gated Soul talking with Mike, Ian Watson and a few of the first team players at Gated Bowling Green on Thursday, the 25th of August. Doors open at 7 with a 7:30 prompt start. Free for Soul members, £3 for non-members and kids, free accompanied by an adult. So that'll be a fantastic night. If you've ever heard Mike speak, he's a very engaging and person, as is Ian Watson. We had him on last week, very passionate and always well thought out what they have to say about their process. As we
hopefully Rob's going to be there as well, because I'd love to hear about the the night on the lash with the Republic of Ireland, because apparently they're phenomenal.
I think these are days gone by. Days gone by, Mickey. I think we're hawking back.
I don't know.
Well, we'll find out. Get yourself along. £3 off. You're already a Soul member. It is free. We've got a message from Mr. Luke. I'll be on holiday when Gator play Wellstone at home. Will you be doing match commentary for these games? Maidstone. Yes, we should be. Yes. I think there might be one game I might not be able to do, but coming up. But we'll keep you posted on that. But
also, I just remembered Chesterfield. There's a bus on. Get your names down. £25 ahead, apparently.
Yeah, well, if the Gates of the Way Travel want to contact us, we'll put up the details in coming podcasts. Baz John, as I've been listening on Saturday from the kitchen in Macclesfield, with temperatures up to 31 outside and 66 in the kitchen. Come on, the heat. Oh, there we go. Must be a fellow chef, Mickey.
I can understand. It's a nightmare cooking in this. And you'll understand about chef's arse.
Yeah. Oh, that's where the flavour is. That's where the flavour is. Don't send your steak back. That's all we're saying. Right. yeah, we want to hear from you. Come on, keep sending in your messages where you listen from. Give us your predictions as well. It'd be fantastic. And if there's any Bond fans still tuned in, we'd love to hear from you as well. But if you can't make the trip, we'll say we just mentioned about the commentary. Here's another little advert for it.
Mickey, you put the link in underneath as well, Davey.
Yes, I will do. I've been posting it out as well, and it'll be going out quite a few times in the build up to the game as well. So follow our social media. Please like and subscribe as well. I think we're only 14 subscriptions away from 300. Come on, help us hit that. If you haven't already subscribed, it'd be a big help. I want to try and get this out to as many people as possible. We still know that there's Gated fans don't know about this, and we want to get them involved. Mr. Luke, he's going 2-1 to Gateshead. Before we go any further into the messages, Mickey, there was obviously the week before the season started, we signed Will Harris. You got your first look at him on Saturday in a cameo role substitute. What was your first impressions?
Does the lad understand offside? Kept getting himself caught offside.
Just first game nerves.
I'm not going to cane him. He come on and under the cosh, so to speak, at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Sadly, like I say, the lad kept getting caught offside. But this, look, I can't make an opinion on a guy who was playing more than 60 yards away from us in 15 minutes. So yeah. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. Just to hope he's learned offside by Saturday.
Well, we've got a message here from Baz John. He's put, got my new home strip the other day. It looks amazing in person. Certainly does. It looks, if you look like me in it, oh, God help me. 1 second. What's your thoughts on up the road parting with little Terry? No opinion, really. They're not rivals anymore at the minute. So we're in the same league. That's when they're rivals. I wish them all the best, but not too much.
I cannot understand. Let's get into it for a little bit. I can't. This shows the mentality of the man at the top. If he lets the manager bring all these players in over the summer and then gets rid of him after one game.
Yeah.
You've got to ask questions.
You've got to ask questions if you're the new manager going in. What crack of the whip are you going to get? Are you going to have to work with this man's signings, or are you going to make your own, or you know, how are you going to be judged? So yeah, interesting times, but not that interesting to me.
Cluffy once said, if a club, the chairman brings a manager in and that manager gets sacked 6 months down the line, shouldn't the chairman go as well, because he picked them?
Certainly should. Mr. Luke, just want to let everybody know there's going to be a fourth official in the game against Barnet. Yeah, I think there's about a fourth official in this league, in the National League. And
on Saturday.
Yeah. So, Yeah, hopefully that'll see an improvement in the officiating. Who knows? We can
wait to see. Not judging by the one I dug at him.
Still sending your messages as well of predictions, and say we've only got about 5-10 minutes left. Keep them coming in. See if you have just joined us and you've been living under a rock. Rob Elliott has joined the club, former Newcastle United goalkeeper, who is now the club's first technical director, who will be helping off the field in many aspects, as well as being registered as a player as a backup for the two goalkeepers that we already have competing for the first number one jersey, as it was. It's not really that now, it's just who starts, isn't it? Because the number one, everyone's got allotted numbers for the season. As you may have seen that as well, last Friday night, the players' numbers have been confirmed. Not going to go through that. It's the most interesting
thing. Did you see the singing?
I did see the initiations, yeah.
Tom Allen done a good job.
I was going to ask for the videos, but I thought no player needs to relive that pain.
Ken done our route, but Lera Cassani, wow.
Less said the better. Of course, Lyric Osani just signed as well. We didn't mention that. Apologies, signed on Friday night. I think we kind of guessed that was going to happen, didn't we, on the podcast last week? But what's your thoughts for Tuesday? Of course, we haven't got the Tuesday yet. We play Notts County. I was debating on whether doing a Monday night podcast to preview that one. But we'll,
idea.
Yeah, I think we might do that. So keep your eyes peeled for that. And we'll do try and get a one on. I think it probably is, especially with the return of Langstaff and Scott for that one. I think it deserves maybe a half-hour podcast on Monday night. Christopher Story, surprised we've not been picked for a TV game on BT yet. What planet are you living on, Christopher? Hopefully we'll get a real one soon. What do you think about that? I think, yes, an away one is more likely than a home one. Unless
I still see if February
does, yeah. So there you go.
It'll be February before we get on, Chris, I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah, it's not happening anytime soon. And Taylor House put, go on, do a preview. Well, we can do a preview and a review of the weekend's game, can't we, as well? Yeah. So I think, yeah, Monday night we'll do a show. If both me and Mickey are available, which I think we are. You got a date?
I think I am.
There we
no,
go.
I don't think so.
Well, I'm a knitting widow. My lass is always knitting, so I'll just come in here and just talk to you and pretend I've got friends.
What was them things you were making?
Oh, she's making hats now.
No, what was the thing you said she was making the last time?
Oh, she was making teddy bears, keyring teddy bears. She's a hell of a knitter. She'll be furious that I'm talking about it. But having said that, though, I'm going to get her on some Heed Army podcast hats for the winter. So keep you nice and warm. So there we go. Keep your eyes peeled on that one. Heed Army podcast woolly hats knitted by my loving wife.
Where's the wool shops nowadays? You used to see them all over the high streets now, but I'm very rarely see wool shops.
I know this is what everyone is dying to find out about, but they're all over, Mickey, sadly. Right. I've been dragged to them. Yeah, it's not great. When you go into a wool shop and you're the youngest person by a couple of decades, it's not great, you know. I go in there and they look at us like I'm fresh meat.
Give them a knit needle now.
Knitting bitches are the worst. So you didn't think you'd get knitting chat on the Heed Army podcast, did you? So there you go. We've got Tuesday's game will be one the season I can't wait.
It should be a crack. I mean, let's get Barnard out the way first, but I mean, Barnard's tough on his own, and Notts County's can be really tough.
You only look at the team in front of you, and BT Sport loves us. Yeah, if it's a love-hate relationship. Right, on that note, Mickey, I think we'll end it there. Unfortunately, we didn't manage to get Terry Anderson on. Hopefully, maybe next week, if he's still in the country, or even if he's back in Australia, we might be able to get him on and talk about it. One second here. We haven't had an update, have we, Mickey? Any update on the lasses?
Not that I know of.
No, so we're still waiting on that. Hopefully, Simon Johnson can reach out to us.
I don't know I believe Trina asked about the friendlies and never got a reply yet. So,
well, hopefully we can get Simon Johnson on, talk about what the preparations are for the coming season. See, Mickey, thank you very much. James was a fantastic guest, and any Barnet fans that are still with us, thank you very much. Have a safe trip on Saturday. Remember, like, subscribe, and say we'll be giving full match commentary on Saturday for those that can't make it. And it looks like we're doing a review preview show on Monday night.
Yeah, I look forward to that. It should be canny.
We'll do that. It may only be half an hour. We'll see how many guests we can get. And please do join us. And Mark Rose has put, he's just joined us late. See you all on Tuesday. Let's hope for a win on Saturday. Well, I know Mark Rovers has been on the quayside having one or two sherbets, and I hope he's had a good night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good lad. Right. On that note, we'll have more knitting chat on Monday.
Well, I might have to get the professional in.
No, I'll have to get her on. Right, on that note, thank you very much, everybody, and we'll see you on Saturday for the commentary, on Monday for the main podcast. Right, before we go, Colin Scott's just put a message. You talk about knitting, then you realise you've forgotten about the lasses. Yeah, that just tells you what we're like. We're just useless. That's all it is. But we hadn't forgotten about them. It's just been no news. That's what it is. But then again, we'll say bye again. Bye.